the Old Testament book of Judges, chapter 6. We're going to conclude this third part series today. The Lord will make a way somehow.
Amen.
We're going to conclude this today. Judges chapter 6. Judges chapter 6. Let's pray. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this opportunity to stand before your people and proclaim your word. Father God, don't take the opportunity lightly. Because you could have used someone else. But Father God, you chose me. And I thank you. So Father God, empower your servant right now in the name of Jesus. I'm unable to do it by myself. So I humbly submit myself to you to have your way. Pour out your spirit into me, your earthen vessel, so that I may expound upon your word as you would have it to be. So Father God, they can get clarity of understanding of what you're saying to them in their life today. Father God, we need a word from you. And without a word from you, what would we do?
Yes.
Father God, we are nothing without your word. You said that heaven and earth will pass away before one syllable or jot, a little of your word passes away. You said that we can stand on your word.
Yes.
We can depend on your word. You said your word will not return unto you void. And we thank you for it. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless your word, bind Satan, anoint their minds afresh, draw back the drapes of misunderstanding. Give us a good time in you.
Yeah.
Build us up, restore to us right now. Pick us up through your word. And whatever is accomplished in this setting, Father, we will be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. Speak, Lord, for your people. Hear it. The Old Testament book of Judges, chapter 6. I'm going to read the old Hebrew Masoretic text from the New International Revised Version of the King James Version. Beginning at verse 11 of Judges chapter 6. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash at Abzanet, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress, in order to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." Gideon said to him, "O my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles, which our forefathers told us about, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you?" So he said to him, "O my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan," that's my family, "is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." And the Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man."
Amen.
Y'all know the topic. Put a tag on it again. The Lord will make a way somehow.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Make your seats in the presence of the Lord. The Lord will make a way somehow.
Yes.
Church, I would suggest to you that one of the most prolific, powerful, and pervasive promises of Scripture is a promise that the God we serve will always be with us.
Yes.
You can't go too far in any direction in Scripture and not be reminded that God declared from the throne room of heaven that he will always be with us.
Yes.
He tells us in Psalms 23, when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
yes,
you don't have to fear because God is with you. Jesus tells us as he gets ready to ascend to heaven that I am with you always, even until the end of the earth.
Hmm.
He reminds us as he speaks to Joshua, as I was with Moses, Joshua, so will I be with you.
Hmm.
I'm no more present with your predecessor than I am with you.
Hmm.
God is with us today, New Jerusalem. The same way he was yesterday.
Yes, yes.
He reminds us that through the prophet that I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Yes, yes.
When you go through the fire, I'll be right there.
Uh-huh.
When you go through the waters, I'll be right there.
Yes.
When the doctor says it's cancer, all I'll right. be right there.
Right there.
When mama takes her last breath or daddy takes his last breath, I promise you, I will be right there.
Yes. Yeah.
It is this promise that caused the children of Israel to sit down and write Psalms 139.
Oh.
Where can I go from your presence?
Jesus. Yes.
Where can I flee from your spirit? Can I get a witness there?
Amen.
If I make my bed in the highest height of life,
uh-huh,
God is there.
Yes.
If I wake up in the depths of hell, God is still there.
Yes.
We serve a God who is so much with us that when he makes himself incarnate in Jesus Christ,
yes,
he gives Jesus Christ the name Emmanuel. That means God with us.
Yes.
To remind us that our God is always with us.
Yes.
Our forefathers and foremothers hung on that promise that God would be with us so much that they believed it so much that when they put pen to paper to write a hymn, they said, I've seen the lightning flash, and I've heard the thunder roll. I have felt sin breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. But I heard the voice of Jesus say, still to fight on, because he promised never, never to leave me alone. Can I get a witness in here? God promised to stay with us, y'all. But if you can be honest, on a Sunday morning, there are some seasons of life that we go through when it seems like God has reneged on his word.
Uh-huh.
You have been through some storms in your life that feels like God has forgotten about you.
Yes.
I will talk for myself since y'all too holy to answer. I testify myself.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I have been in some places, Sister Marjorie, that I've been so hurtful, bitter, ugly, and so mean. That it was hard for me to see the face of God.
Yes, yes.
It was hard for me to hear the voice of God.
Yes.
I did not feel God like I used to.
Mm.
I did not see the miracles of God unfolding in front of my eyes.
Yes.
I know you too holy to admit that you have never been there like me.
Wow.
But Scripture testifies that the children of Israel got there when they were in Babylon.
Come on now.
Exile. They sat down and said, how can we sing the praises of God in a foreign land?
Yes.
They felt that their God had forsaken them.
Yes.
Because they believed that where they were, God was not with them.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the folk have gotten there. Many of us have gotten there.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible tells us that Job got there, the holiest man in the Bible.
Yes.
When he began to lose everything and struggle and suffer, he says, I looked for God.
Yes.
But I could not find him. He's not in front of me.
Yes.
He's not on the side of me or on the back of me.
Yes.
He's not on my right hand. God, where are you when all of this is happening?
Yes.
Just in case you don't remember, it's our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Yes.
When he was on the cross dying, his humanity screams out,
yes, sir,
my God, my God, why have thou forsaken me?
Yes. Yes.
I got a feeling that there are some people in the sanctuary today. If you are not here now, you've been there before.
Yeah.
And if you are not been there before, you are on your way soon.
Yeah.
You have been in some places in your life where it seems like God is not there. Mm-hmm. If you feel like you understand that, you ought to hang out here because you can find some kinfolk. Mm-hmm. Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
And brother named Gideon. Mm-hmm. Let me give you the background so you don't miss the breakdown. In Judges chapter 6, the children of Israel have disobeyed the commandment of God once again.
Wow.
As a result, God has allowed the Midianites to come in into Israel to take over the land. We find that while they are under Midianite oppression, they have to hide their resources. So one day, Gideon, the son of Joash, is out in the wine press, threshing wheat, trying to hide their resources from the Midianites. If you don't know, I know you got some modern folk in here. Wheat grows like a plant. It's a tall stalk. Can I teach y'all this?
Come on,
so he had to put them through the wine press, crush the wheat down, break it down like small grains of wheat so he can hide it in a bag so they won't take the food from them.
Uh-huh.
Help me, Jesus.
Yeah.
The angel of the Lord now shows up and says, Gideon, God is with you. Gideon's response is not praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. No, Gideon asks a question. Check him out. Mm. Sound like one of us? I speak for myself. If the Lord is with us, why in the heck is this going on? Why is this happening to us? Gideon hears the declaration of the promise of God's presence. But he says, there's no way you can tell me God is with me when all of this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
How can you tell me God is with me when we have all these enemies around us? How can you tell me God is with me when I've been laid off? Mm-hmm. How can you tell me God is with me and the doctor's giving me some bad news?
Mm-hmm.
How can you tell me God is with me when I'm going through all of this hell in my life?
Yeah.
Gideon makes the very human assumption that many of us do.
Mm-hmm.
That is, we assume the presence of a problem is synonymous with the absence of God.
Yeah.
Did I say that very clearly?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if God is with me, none of this would be happening.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, it is happening must indicate God is no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
Gideon, like many of us, has lost sight, sense, and security of the presence of the living God. Church, hear your pastor very clearly. That is a dangerous place to be in.
Amen.
When you lose sight, sense, and security of God being with you.
Yes.
When you lose sight, sense, and the security of God's presence, hopelessness and helplessness sets in.
Mm-hmm.
You believe you must handle life on your own terms. When you lose sight, sense, and the security of God's presence, despair and darkness, Sister Thomas, sits in. You begin to believe no way tomorrow can be better than today. When you lose the sight and the sense and the security of God's presence, a selfishness and apathy takes over that makes you wonder, what is the point of me even trying anyway? God is not here, and if now God is not here, every man for himself, I take care of me and forget about you. When you begin to lose sight of God's presence in your life, it will shake your faith in God. Many people have walked away from church and their discipleship. Giving it up, turning in their Christian card.
Yes.
When it seems like the Lord has forgotten about them.
Yes.
That's why I stopped by here this morning. Mm-hmm. For the end of this series. You better get it after this. You need to know that not only God is always with you. Watch the minister loud. God will always find a way to direct your path. Not only will he always find a way to direct your path, but he will always, Myra, deliver his people.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I got more. Not only will he always direct your path, Not only did he drink, he always deliver his people, but God will always disclose his presence.
That's right, that's right. Praise him.
So if you think he's not there,
yeah,
wait a little while.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
He's going to show up.
Yes.
After a while.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
When you're in a place where you feel that God is not with you, you are in a dangerous situation.
Yes.
So the Lord will always find a way to let you know he is right there with you.
Right there. Yes, he is.
I'm so glad you decided to come in here this morning so I can put an end to this thing. Because you are privileged and you get to hear God use me to close this three-part series, the Lord will make a way somehow.
Yes, yes.
By showing you some ways that God showed Gideon he is still with him.
Yes, yes.
And the same ways that he showed Gideon, you can operate in your Christian life with these ways.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. You will not have to leave here Sunday, this Sunday rotator, going back to the ATL, telling you he was in some real church today. Thinking that God has forgotten you. Or God has forsaken you.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ready for this?
Yes.
Oh, y'all double like it. Yes. Help them, Jesus. Help them.
Yes.
Help your child preach.
Yes.
Pray for me, Sister Tommy. Pray for your pastor. Here goes one. Here goes for one of them. The first one, you know, the Lord is with you is by this. By the punishment he has pardoned.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
You know he's with you by the punishments he has pardoned.
Yes.
Oh, y'all didn't feel
that.
Sister Morrison, I've been here going on 4 years now.
Yes, yes.
Brother Anderson, I've been pastoring for 4 years.
Yes.
And I found out some stuff about New Jerusalem. Yeah, I did. New Jerusalem is one of the greatest churches I've had the opportunity to belong to.
Amen.
And I thank God he brought me here.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
But in my 4 years of pastor, hold up.
Yeah.
Don't get happy yet. In my 4 years of pastor in Jersey, I have found out something about this church that I need to tell you all. I've been here for 4 years, Brother Isaiah, in some closed door meetings and some meetings in the parking lot.
Yes.
I learned some things about the church, Sister Phil, that you don't even have written down in your history book.
All
right. We gotta keep this to ourselves though. We got to keep it to ourselves, y'all. But there's a dark secret about this church.
Come on now.
That many of you don't know.
Come on.
Rotator, hide your face. But Pastor gonna tell you the truth.
Amen.
Y'all ready?
Yeah, we're ready. We're ready.
I found out in the last 4 years that this church is filled with sinners.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. All of
them. I'm trying to tell you from the pulpit to the pew. It's some sinners in this church.
Yes.
Ain't nothing but sinners in here.
Yes.
From the deacon bench to the usher bench.
Yes.
From the choir to the door. The church is filled with dirty, rotten sinners, including the one sitting in your seat.
Amen.
I know I'm right. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3 and 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the way the text is written, can I teach Bible?
Come on now.
The way the text is written in the Greek, When you look at the grammar and the tone, what it really means is that all have sinned, all are sinning, and all will continue to sin.
Yes.
Because the church is filled with sinners.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can I push it a little bit?
Okay.
You can give me some water, please. You have sinned since you came to church this morning. And that's when you're at your best. And this is when you're trying to do your best. If you walk in with a bad attitude and did not come in with thanksgiving, you have already sinned.
Oh, yes.
If somebody spoke to you and you did not speak back,
all right.
You have already sinned.
Amen.
If you have an issue with somebody and you gave an offering before you worked it out with them, in your heart or with them, you have already sinned.
Amen.
It's Bible.
Amen. Teach fast.
If you wrote tithe on your envelope, on your check, and it is not the actual 10%, you just sinned. If you're looking at Sister Boom Boom or Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome, they caught your eye and you trying to figure out what you're going to say to them after the benediction, you just sing. The reality is this. Because of our sin, we deserve to be punished.
Yes.
According to the Bible. Thank you. I'm not talking about a slap on the hand either. I'm not talking about some divine timeout. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6,
yes,
the wages of sin is death.
Yes.
That when we sin, we deserve to die. Think about how many times you let God down every day.
Yes.
Think about how many times you knowingly, willingly, and voluntarily went in the wrong direction.
Yes.
You deserve to die.
Yes.
We deserve to die.
Yes.
Think about how many times you sinned. Then count up the fact you have never reaped everything you sowed.
Yes.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
You're supposed to reap what you sow. If someone's reaping what we sow, we'd be still dealing right by now.
Yes.
If you feel like the Lord has taken his hand off you, and you feel that God's not moving in your life, if you feel you have not seen any miracle of God, if you look at the problems in your life,
yes,
and assume God is not with you,
yes,
let me tell you how you know God is still with you. Mm-hmm. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Because you laid down as a sinner,
Jesus,
and you woke up anyway.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Even though the Bible said you deserve to die. Mm. In case you have not figured out how that happened, the prophet Jeremiah made it real clear. If you did not get it from Jeremiah, you got it from the hymn, How Great Thou Art.
Yes.
The hymn says, Oh Lord, my God,
yes,
when I in awesome wonder,
yes,
consider all the worlds thy hands have made,
yes,
I see the stars.
Jesus.
I hear the rolling thunder.
Yes.
Thy power throughout the universe displayed.
Yes.
He could have walked away and your eyes would have never opened up.
Yes.
Another writer wrote, Great is thy faithfulness.
Yes.
Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
Yes.
Which means every morning you wake up, him church, you see new mercy given to you by this awesome God.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Not all mercy. Not leftover mercy. You did not wake up this Sunday morning with some of Wednesday's mercy.
Yes, yes.
You woke up this morning with new mercy.
Yes.
Yes.
That means last night, teaching Lord, somewhere between the time you laid your head down
Jesus.
And you woke up, the Lord showed up at your bedside.
Yes.
And sprinkled some mercy.
Thank you, God.
To enable you to wake up this morning in your ready attitude, sinful, dirty self. He said, I'll give you mercy anyway. You didn't deserve it. You should have been dead, sleeping in your grave. Your prayers a been fighting some of our battles a long time. The Lord been making a way, Sister Mumford, for a long time.
Yes, yes, yes.
He ain't just started doing this.
Yes. Hallelujah.
But you let some momentary temporal situation cause you to get amnesia. Mm. About the ways in which the Lord has kept you thus far.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Devil can't mess with what he's getting ready to do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Devil can't change what he has already done.
Yes.
He just wants to cloud your thinking.
Yes.
And your spiritual perspective.
Yes.
And
yes.
Thinking, look, I'll get back in my word, devil. He took me, I'll wait on him. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Yes.
They will mount up on wings as eagles.
Oh, yes. Hey, thank you, Lord.
Is there anybody in this church that said that the Lord has been working on me a long time?
Oh,
he's been moving mountains a long time.
Yes.
He's been meeting my needs a long time.
Yes.
Let me help somebody else. The angel suggested get in. The hand of the Lord has been on your life before he called on you.
Yes.
God had his hand on your life before you gave him your life.
Yes, yes.
Oh, y'all don't want to talk bad to me?
Jesus.
I know some of y'all has been so long. But guess what? In some of our minds, it's still fresh.
Yes.
Our college days are still fresh.
Uh-huh.
When we was in our 20s and 30s and we acted stupid, it's still fresh.
Yes, yes.
God said, when you weren't thinking about me, when you was doing what you wanted to do, he said, I had my hand on you.
Yes.
He said, if I didn't have my hand on you, you wouldn't be here right now.
Yes.
But you think it's all about you. He said, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself. He said, I sustained you when you didn't think about it. He said, because my word, I'm just a covenant-keeping God.
Yes, yes.
I'm a God that when I say something, I do it. Not based on you, because I said it. If I do say something and I don't perform it, that makes everything in my whole book null and void. But you think it's about you. No, it's not about you, because I'm a covenant-keeping God. That's why I made covenant with myself, and I didn't make covenant with none of y'all, because I can't depend on y'all from 1 minute to the next. So I keep covenant with myself, Sister Blood. That's what I like about him. Because I can depend if he say he gonna do it. He gonna do it. I don't know when he gonna do it. No, I don't. But you bet your bottom dollar. If he said he gonna do it, he will do it. Then he told them waters that had no boundary, just gonna be land, and and you're going to be ocean. Don't you come past the shore. Y'all ain't feeling me yet, are you?
Yeah, oh yes.
Then he called his other two personalities, the Son and the Holy Ghost. Let us make man in our own image.
Yes.
The devil's a lie they try to tell me in school that we came from a monkey. My God ain't no ape or no monkey. Oh. Let us make man in our own image. And once he reached down into the mud and formed us, then he blew the breath of life in us. Not just CPR or defibrillator. He blew his spirit into Adam.
Yes, yes.
Once he blew his spirit into Adam, everything he needed in his hollow body came into being and put itself in order and worked in synchronization, just like a Rolex watch. Worry about how he's gonna make a way out of nowhere for my little simple situation. God said, don't you know, Paul said, don't you know this is a light thing for God?
Come on, man. Yes.
Y'all ain't feeling I'm trying to go to my seat.
Jesus.
Do you know the earth sits on an axis of a 90-degree angle and rotates? If it went 1% of a degree to the right, we would freeze. If it went 1% of a degree to the left, we would burn up. But God keeps gravity in. And they trying to tell me, Brother Eddie, that the Big Bang did all that. The devil's a lie. The earth is like a chicken on a rotisserie, evenly cooked.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
But I'm trying to go to my seat. Gideon said, you said that I'm going to be victorious.
Yes, sir.
You said that you're always with us. Angel said, but I got one more thing to let you. Say, God always puts Rodina people in your life to facilitate your mission.
Yes, yes, yes. That's right.
He puts who you need in your life at the right time.
Yes.
The angel showed up. And first it said, the angel asked him, watch now, watch this, watch the text, I know I'm in the book. Then the text says, the Lord showed up.
Come on now, Pastor.
Y'all ready to read the book?
Yes, we read
it.
Yes.
For those of you who were sleeping when I was reading. Watch this. Watch your God show. Whenever you see the angel of the Lord in the Bible, that's Jesus, that's Christ, that's the pre-incarnate Christ.
Yes.
Showed up in the flesh. I said pre-incarnate. He became incarnate when he came through Mary. He had physical flesh.
Yes.
He was pre-incarnate. That was his resurrected body already in the Old Testament, walking around and said the angel of the Lord.
Right.
Jesus all up in the Old Testament. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree and the Lord is with you. See, he told Gideon, the Lord is with you, mighty man of valor. Gideon said, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why is all this happening to us? Watch now. 13th verse. Well, I'm getting there.
Nah.
I just want to see here. Let's finish the third. And there are all of the miracles which our fathers told us about. Did not the Lord bring us from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. He's talking all that smack now. Talking all that smack to the angel of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Then the Lord, the captain of the army, the Lord of God himself.
Jesus.
Okay. I said, okay, I'm tired of you not getting it.
That was enough.
Then the Lord turned to him.
Yes.
The Lord turned to him and said, go in this might. I'm speaking to you now, boy. Go in this might. I'm like, go like I'm telling you. Do what I tell you to do. The might of yours. And you shall save Israel from the hand of Midian. Have I not sent you?
Jesus.
Have I not sent you? Brother Anderson, I'm not English person. But that sounds like he's speaking in the past tense. Am I right about it? Have I not sent you? He just told, but he just told him the previous verse to go. But now that's the angel of the Lord. Now God shows up and speak like he already sent him and he's gone already. Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Why did God talk like that? God said, I was here before you.
Right.
All of y'all are just in a movie playing, are actors in this play. Playing out the part. I've ordered your steps and walked them out for you already.
Yeah.
If you let me order your steps in my word, I'll take you where you need to go because I've been here before.
Yes. Thank you.
Wow. I'm not telling you know where I've been before. You don't know. You just need to know how to follow the shepherd.
Yes.
Stop being an unruly sheep and follow me. Where you lead, where I lead you, you ought to be following me.
Yes.
I got you, Gideon. I got it. I done won the battle already. All you got to do is show up and take the quail. I got to go. I kept you long enough. The Lord will make a way somehow.
Yes, he will.
If he did it for you, he'll do it for me.
Yes.
The Lord will make a way somehow, y'all.
Yes.
Y'all ain't hearing me.
Yes, he will.
If he did it for mama and daddy, he'll do it for you.
Yes.
He told Joshua, I will be with you no less than I was with Moses. Moses, I'll be with you too. I'm not a respecter of person. If you're obedient to me, obedience is better than sacrifice. If you're obedient to me and follow my way, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. I'm sorry for y'all. Not all y'all, just y'all who just want to keep doing the same thing you did last year. Unruly, I can't make it. I can't beat this. When? The Bible says that God, you can do all things through Christ. By the power that worketh in you. Why did he say that? He said, I deposited in you already. No, you like the other power. We like the power of the world. We don't try to latch on to God's power because see, it's not an instant gratification. He said, I want to be a miracle working God in your life. Do you believe that you like to work a miracle?
Yes.
I got to go stand your feet. I'm so glad. Pick me up, Sister Tom. Turn me around. Place our feet on solid ground. And think about what I like about this awesome God. He don't even expect me to do right. He know I'm weak. I fall short. But he keeps on blessing me anyhow. Discipleship, maybe some of them don't know the Lord is their personal Savior.
Thank you.
The Bible says now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. When you hear my voice, the Lord says, harden not your heart. The Bible says, maybe you want to rededicate your life again to God. You feel like you're not doing what God asked you to do, and the devil got you feeling going on guilt trips. The Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You don't need to beat up yourself. But we're going to allow you the opportunity to satisfy your natural mind. We dedicate your life. I want you to know God came to let you know. You forgot about me, but I didn't forget about you. I never took my hand off you. Never took my hand off you. I had you in the palm of my hand all the time. I'm just glad you realize that I'm still here. And because of that, I'm going to help you remember that I'll make a way. Somehow. Maybe you need a new church yard. Look for a new church yard. We're going to join the people of God. And that's what I praise. We welcome you with open arms. A lot of work to be done. You can join up with us. No requirements. Just love the Lord. It's the one today.